Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, good morning. From National Human Rights Commission, Bangladesh, I am here to provide an overview of our thoughts, our work as an NHRI on the topic. Ladies and gentlemen, all over the globe, and Bangladesh not being an exception, is transforming from moving from agricultural to industrial, and strengthening of private sector compared to public sector is taking place, thus giving more impetus on the part of National Human Rights Commission to work as watchdog on business and on business domain. Many traditional businesses, business entities, as well as government authorities, in some cases, lack clear understanding of distinguishing between the newly emerging discourse of business and human rights from the earlier concept of corporate social responsibility. And therefore, several global trends have come together to place human rights higher on the business agenda. Here, ladies and gentlemen, I'm trying to give specific situational analysis of our country. Here we see historical data of sectoral contribution to gross domestic product of Bangladesh suggests that it is gradually moving from an agrarian to industrial economy. The share of agriculture in GDP declined from 31.15 in 1985-86 to 13.16 in 2018-19. In contrast, the share of the service sector increased from 49.73 to 51.26 in their share of industry, increased from 19.18 to 35.10%. According to the Bangladesh Economic Survey published by the Ministry of Finance, the gross investment rose from 31.68% of GDP, of which public sector investment is 7.62% and private sector investment is 26.60%. And according to the provisional data, growth of broad industry sector increased to 13.02% in financial year 2018-19, which was 12.6% in preceding fiscal year. Here, I'll try to give our observation about the common cases of violations of human rights, sometime by business enterprises. Unfair labor practices that include anti-union discrimination, where workers penalized for participating in unions, to advocating for their rights, ensuring fair treatment of workers is crucial for a healthy work environment. Unsafe workplaces that lead to accidents, injuries, and long-term health problems of employees. Violence against workers, non-payment of wages and benefits. So from that we see gradually the scenario has also changed on the other side, on the part of the stakeholders. We there observe that increased consumer awareness and attention to issues like labor practices of companies whose products they buy. Privatization, which has elevated both the influence of business as well as stakeholder assertions that companies should be publicly accountable. Broad demands that companies operate in a more transparent manner. So there is a realization transition from high intensity authoritarianism to a support role in the community. It is getting clearer that one of the central measures of a company's social responsibility is its respect for human rights. Companies mostly are on the path of recognizing the moral imperative to operate consistently with human rights principles. Recognition is growing that respect for human rights can also be a tool for improving business performance. And the reasons concern for human rights is important to business include compliance with both local and international laws, satisfying consumer concerns, promoting the rule of law, supply chain management, enhancing risk management, increasing worker productivity and reduction, retention, applying corporate values. Here, specifically, I would like to mention some of the positive and negative realities where we see companies provide employment and fair wages to workers. That means supports right to work, adequate standard of living. Company provide health care for its workers, means contribute to the right to health. Company informs community about new product that views respect to the right to information and participation. A company produces organically grown food at an accessible price to consumers means supports to right to food, right to health, right to healthy environment. But on the other hand, we can see the negative trends of business and human rights, like company does not hire young women in age of having children, discrimination against women, violation of the right to work. Company terminates contracts of trade union representatives, that means the violation of right to freedom of association. Company destroys informal settlement close to its factory, violation of the right to housing, and internet company providing government with private messages, political opponents sent on email, which leads to the arrest. That means it's complicit in violation of freedom of thoughts, expression, and arbitrary arrest. So from this, ladies and gentlemen, we can, keeping in view, the National Human Rights Commission have been conducting regular visit, extensive visit to industries, and we can see currently the largest export-oriented sector in Bangladesh is the garment industry. This industry is highly praised and appreciated in the international market. The fiscal year 2022-23, it earned $42 billion, and according to US Green Building Council, there are currently 215 green factories in the country, which is the highest in the world, I can say. So a committee of business and human rights of National Human Rights Commission is presently focusing on the preservation of advancement of their labor rights. From the visits, we observed that during the inspection, various aspects such as working environment of employees, safety measures, wages, implementation of new wages, structure, fulfillment of the treatment of plants, all these are now going to be complied, much better situation. And there we see that we have some challenges and we want to impose to strengthen labor employer relationship to address issues between trade unions could be formed for the workers. Establishment of educational institutions for the children of the workers, setting up liquid waste treatment plant to treat chemical-laden waste water reuse could be considered. Recent degradation in human rights violation we have seen in the Bailey Road in Bangladesh. 46 people died, and there Human Rights Commission emphasized the need for accountability, stated that punishment must be ensured against the responsible organizations. And overcharging for the heart rings and unnecessary surgeries violate human rights. We have seen that international companies are giving different rates to other countries, but giving very high rate to our country, which is a big violation of human rights. And there were deadliest disaster in our country. You might have come to know about that. The Rana Plaza disaster, where 1,134 lives were lost, and about 2,500 people were injured. So on these particular things, we have been continuously pressing. We are taking it as challenge, and we are trying to bring them to the task, and also making companies compliant on human rights issues in business. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.